No. Perek Yud Zayin. Chapters. Basically, every Shabbos. Okay, page 44. Huh? Yeah. Okay, page 44, chapter 17, Perek Yud Zayin. Here's another Tanya. Okay, last time we were learning that the Alter Rebbe says a Beinoni has to keep two things in mind. Number one, they should try to awaken the felt level of love, the open love and fear of Hashem. And even if they can't, they should keep in mind that even the hidden love that brings them to do a mitzvah is enough, and Hashem takes that intellect and puts it into the action to make it as wings that fly upward. So in Perek Yud Zayin, chapter 17, the Alter Rebbe says, page 44 on the top, "Uvizeh Yuvan," now we can understand Mashiach, what the Pasuk says, what the whole Tanya is based on. It's very close. Not only is it close, but ma'ed, very close. Beficho bevavcha, in your mouth and in your heart, la'aseisei, to do. And the Alter Rebbe asks the question, l'cheira, hu bevavcha neged achush shalonu. The fact that to say it's in the heart, that you should really actually feel the Torah and mitzvahs are easy for a person to do, he says, neged achush shalonu, it seems to be contrary to what we see. And he says, Torah is eternal. So obviously, Torah is not only talking to that generation in the desert that was a very great level. We see, she'en kodav me'ed adavar. It is not very close and easy. Lahapech libe, to transform his heart. Mitayves elam hazeh, from the pleasures of the world. La'avas Hashem be'emes, to really, honestly, truthfully love Hashem. The Alter Rebbe is asking a very simple question. The Pasuk says it's close and easy, even in your heart, meaning to feel the relationship with the love of Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe says we see that it's not necessarily true. I mean, we see that it's not easy. And Torah is true, and Torah is eternal, and Torah demands that it is easy and close for a person to serve Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe says, how could it be? It's neged achush, it's opposite of what a reality is. And like the Gemara asks the question, is fear such an easy thing? In today's Parsha, in Ekev, what we're going to read Shabbos, the Pasuk says, Ata Yisrael, and Alter Rebbe elaborates later on in Tanya more about this, now Yidin, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach, what does God want from you? The Pasuk says, only to Kiyim Le'ir, only to fear Hashem. So the Gemara asks, is fear such an easy thing? The Torah makes it sound so easy. What does Hashem want from you? The only thing he wants is to fear him. So the Gemara asks, it's not easy. So the question is, how can the Pasuk say it's close and easy for a person to serve Hashem, even in your heart, meaning you should actually feel a closeness to Hashem, when we know it's difficult? Because if you ask a person in the street, if you have the wrong approach to Yiddishkeit, Yiddishkeit is probably the most restricted religion of all religions. You can't think what you want, you can't say what you want, and you can't do what you want. Okay, now tell a normal person in the street, by the way, you can't think what you want, you can't say what you want, you can't do what you want. And then you tell the guy, but you know something? It's very easy to be a religious Jew. It's very easy. The only thing is, you can't think, speak, or do what you want. That's it. So the question is, like the Alter Rebbe says, neged achush. It's against the reality, so to speak. And Torah is real. Torah is emes. Torah is true. And the Torah says Kadav Elachad is easy. So the Alter Rebbe says, based on what we learned before, we can understand how it is close and easy. The truth of the matter is, it depends on the two approaches you can have to Yiddishkeit, the do's and the don'ts. One approach to Yiddishkeit is, such a restriction. It is very, it's a restrictive lifestyle. That's what people say. That's one approach. If you have that approach, don't bother with it. The second approach is, it's not restrictive, it's a disciplined form of approach. It's a disciplined form of approach. Somebody told me recently they went to visit a boot camp, an army boot camp. There's a film kid there, and they went to visit him. They said, Jews should learn from the discipline of a boot camp. You know, man, those guys have a rigorous schedule. They got to work out, and there's no monkey business. The discipline you have in an army, in a boot camp, when they train for an army, is very rigorous and very difficult. But if you look at it that this is the way to save your life in time of war, or it's the way that you can win a battle, or lahavdol, people that rigorously train for sports, like for Olympics or for sports, the mamish go through crazy training. So there's two approaches to it. So a person has approaches, I'm not going to be able to bother with that. But if a person's approach is, this is the way to really get into shape, to win the Olympics, so it's a whole different story. Then they want it rather than they have to do it. But the question is, how can the Torah say, Kadav Elacha Davar Meid, if it's not so easy, and it's not so simple? So the Rebbe asks also another question. V'gam Amrazal, and also Chazal tell us, Tzadikim Davka Libam B'Shusim. Only a tzaddik controls their heart. Of Russia, for sure not. A Russia is controlled by their heart. A Beinoni also doesn't have the heart in total control. He doesn't listen to the heart. But to say Bulvavcho, that the heart of a Beinoni is like a tzaddik that's completely connected to Hashem, it's not. In practical thought, speech, and action, the Beinoni doesn't listen to the Yetzer Hara. But how can you say, the Torah is speaking to every single Jew, that Kadav Elacha Davar Meid Bulvavcho in your heart, and yet the Gemara itself says, only tzaddikim control their heart. So the Alter Rebbe explains as follows. What does it mean, b'lvavcha? It means la'aseisei. We're talking about the level in the heart which brings you to action. We're not talking about a level in the heart like a tzaddik that has total control and the whole love is only tashem. We're talking about tzolaymak, ho'ava mevi'a l'de'asiyas ha'mitzvah b'lvad. We're talking, like the Alter Rebbe spoke in the 16th Perek, that love that brings a person to do mitzvahs, which is ru'usa deliba, the will and the heart, shebetalumis lev, which is in the concealed part of the heart, the hidden love that every Jew possesses. He says, gam ki einabiz galus liba, even if it's not revealed, kirish pe eish, like a burning fire, it's there because you're a Jew, you have it. You know, we have it as inheritance from Avraham Avinu. He says, Davar Zeh, this level of understanding of the heart to understand that this is the right thing to do, Karev Me'ed, not only is it close, but it's very close. V'nakal l'chol adam, v'nakal l'chol adam, and it's close, easy for every person, ashe yashle me'ach b'kadkadi, that has a brain in his skull, that's literally what it means. If you have a brain in your head, this level is easy. Why? The Rebbe says a unique concept. The mind, we control. We control the mind. The yachal is brain and brain, and you could think with your brain, whatever you want. A person by nature is born with the ability that they can think with their brain whatever they want. You want to think garbage, you can think garbage. You want to think Hashem, you can think Hashem. Therefore, you don't need a great level of love. What you need is enough brain power to think and to understand this is the right thing to do. And that's enough The Alter Rebbe says, because Hashem combines it to the action to make it the wings which fly upward, and that every Jew could reach. So the Alter Rebbe said, we're not talking about a lofty level of love and fear of Hashem that you mamish feel it, you know, in your bones. The level of Hashem with your brain. It's an interesting thing. There were chassidim, they were able to give a reckoning of every thought, speech, and action they did since Bar Mitzvah. And it's interesting because if you stop a person in the street, including yourself, when you're not concentrating on something, you just walk in the street, or dreaming, you know, whatever, and you stop the person and say, can you please tell me everything you thought in the last 5 minutes? Unless if they were concentrating on something, they would not be able to tell you, because their mind was in a million different places. A person has the ability to even control and to be able to give a reckoning of even their thoughts. That already is a pretty high level. But at least he says, you have a brain, you can use it to think whatever you want. There's no problem with it. Okay, then he says, when a person will think with his brain, in the greatness of Hashem, not a lofty level, just whatever they're able to understand, at least in the mind will become born and created a minimal level of love to Hashem, but enough of a level to cling to Hashem by keeping his mitzvahs in Hashem's Torah. Meaning, like he said, v'zeh kol adam, that's the whole person. Meaning as follows. If a person understands, and it doesn't take, so to speak, a very great mind or a deep mind to understand, going step by step, I am created. Two, I was created for a purpose. Three, the purpose is to listen to the one that created me. It doesn't take an abundance of brains. I mean, people don't want to think that way, because then you're limited in what you could do. But a person could think, I was created for a purpose. What is the purpose? As he says, it's to do Torah mitzvahs. He says, that understanding enough